For the past 2 years, Davis has worked side by side with Martinez as deputy superintendent. They first became colleagues back in Clark County, and when he was hired for Washoe in 2012, Martinez asked Davis to join his administrative team up north.
I was in Clark when it was booming, and I remember teaching fourth grade with 40 kids in my classroom, right? So I've had a variety of experiences from working with at-risk Title I schools to schools that were affluent schools. And so I think I have a very interesting background because I've seen a spectrum.
Along with being an elementary school teacher, Davis has worked her way up the chain of command as an assistant principal, a principal, and an area superintendent. In 2011, she was nationally recognized for her work in transforming an at-risk school. The Board of Trustees has appointed Davis as the district's interim leader through the middle of next year. She says her plan right now is to stay the course by continuing to support the county's strategic vision, which includes helping more students cross the finish line that is graduation. Despite any heightened emotions surrounding Pedro Martinez's unexpected departure, Davis says teachers and staff across the county are staying focused on the kids.
We do understand that there were things happening, but principals and teachers came to work every day doing what they were going to do every day, right? It didn't change their work. Maybe people have their feelings, but we didn't expose those feelings, right? We talked about the work we have to continue to do for students.
The ordeal began back in July during a dispute over Martinez's background as a certified public accountant. Since then, he filed a wrongful termination suit, and 6 of the 7 trustees were fined for breaking the state's open meeting law. Some community members are still calling on various board members to resign. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.